Welcome. This is the guided meditation that goes with the class on decision making, also known as inner authority. And this is really an exercise to draw you through the experience of questioning body awareness and letting go. And not in that order. I think we're going to start with body awareness, so that everything else falls into place. Ideally, you will be seated comfortably. You may sit cross-legged or in the tailor position. You can be seated on a chair. If you're seated in a chair, you want to ideally make sure that your feet are both flat on the floor, that the knees are not crossed, and that the knees are making a 90-degree angle. So the thighs and the lower legs are at 90 degrees to each other. And that the sit bones are anchored into your chair, and that the spine is straight, and that the head is resting lightly above the shoulders. You may also do this meditation lying down. Choose a position that's comfortable and where you will not have to move around a lot. So we're just going to start with being aware of the body. And there are many ways to be aware of the body. I like the breath, so we'll use the breath. And where your breath goes allows you to also draw your consciousness. I want to feel rooted and grounded. So one of the ways to do this is to imagine pulling the earth up through the floor and into your feet. Just draw that earth energy up through the feet, up through the legs, up into the torso, all the way up to the shoulders, up the neck, through the head, and out the top of the head. And we might also imagine that there is a magnetic pull that attracts us down into the center of the earth. So either of these methods will work for grounding. You might now start to pay attention to the breath. You might pay attention to the breath right at the nostrils, right where it enters. And we might notice the difference between the left nostril and the right nostril. In normal, everyday waking consciousness, usually one nostril will be more open and the other will be more closed. And then this will change, the cycles. Sometimes in meditation or in concentration, both nostrils will be the same in terms of their openness. So just notice which nostril's more open. It should be pretty obvious. Notice also the difference in the temperature between the in-breath and the out-breath. And notice if the air that's moving in is smooth and light, or rough and fast. To help you relax, you might let the jaw be open, meaning the teeth will not be touching. And you might place the tongue either behind the front teeth or on the roof of the mouth. And this helps maintain that open, relaxed jaw. Let the eyes feel soft, the forehead unfurrowed. Feel your facial muscles. Allow them to relax. Go into your throat and neck with your mind. Take a little elevator down. Just notice how it feels. Does it feel tense and tight, or does it feel loose and relaxed? If it doesn't feel relaxed, just ask a question. Is there anything that I can do to make this area more relaxed? And continue to breathe. Allow the breath to expand the neck in all directions, lengthwise, widthwise, depthwise, all at once. Move your awareness into your shoulders. Feel your scapula, both of them, on the backs of your chest. See if you can allow them to relax downward towards the ground. See if you can relax your collarbones out to the sides. See if you can actually relax your arms towards the ground. Feel the breath moving through the shoulder girdle area that is comprised of the shoulder blades, the clavicles, and your arms, the head of the humerus. Feel the breath moving in this narrow diamond. And see if you can feel it moving in all three directions, all three planes, up and down, outwards to the side, and opening up front to back, and then of course coming back with every exhale. Ask yourself if there's anything that you can relax or let go of to allow this girdle to move even more smoothly and more evenly. Experience the whole of your ribs all of them all at once. They come together at the back along the spine and also at the sternum. And see how they move with the breath. Notice that they expand upward. They expand out to the sides. And they expand front to back. Notice how evenly this happens. You might ask yourself, is there anything that I can let go of to relax my ribs and allow them to expand and relax more evenly? Move down to the solar plexus area. Consider there's a central area, a right and a left side. And just notice how evenly does the breath expand this area. Front to back, in length and in width. You might ask if there's anything that can be released or relaxed to allow for more even expansion and distribution of breath. Move to the abdomen, the whole midsection. Notice how this area moves with every in-breath. Notice that it moves in depth, in width, and in height. Notice how evenly it moves in all three directions. And ask yourself if there's anything that you can relax or let go of to allow more or more even movement through this area. Now move your awareness down into your pelvis. Notice that there is a pelvic floor, and this is the area between your sit bones and your pubic bone. It's a triangle. And that with every in-breath, this triangle expands. Feel your hips widen. The area between your sacrum and your pubic bone increase in depth. And everything above the pelvis lift, lightening with every in-breath. You might ask if there's anything you can let go of in this area. Notice that the breath moves into the legs. Notice if it stops anywhere. See if you can draw the breath right down into the feet. See if you can feel the breath plump up the big toe. The baby toe. And all the toes in between, individually. You might ask if there's anything you can release in the legs to allow more easy flow. Once you're down at the feet, you feel again that magnetic pull into the earth. You remember that you're drawing the earth up through the feet, through the legs, through the body, and out the head. Now imagine that the head is open. You might imagine white light surrounding your body in all directions, like a protective cocoon. The white light is entering through the top of the head, filled with all sorts of wonderful information. And you don't have to grasp it, and you don't have to understand it. So we're going to apply a filter. And feel free to change the nature of this filter. But you might ask something along the lines of, how might I create a life that is perfect just for me? And I want you to feel the question with your body. And perhaps throw in a little bit of curiosity. Plant a little seed of magical curiosity and water it with your attention. And let that seed sprout and like a vine grow throughout your body, this magical curiosity that is full of wonder, full of openness, exploring, looking, attracting to it every possibility. And let that plant of magical curiosity continue to grow. until you feel it in your arms and your palms and your legs. And it's sparkly and it's light. It's joyful and humorous. It's mystical and it's fun. Allow yourself to feel how much fun this is. And you don't have to get any ideas at all. You don't have to get any ideas. You don't have to grasp anything. Try to be comfortable with just holding this question and holding openness. You might then apply another filter. What ideas about myself do I need to let go of in order to realize these possibilities? And again, you do not need to grasp anything. You don't need to understand anything. You don't need to come to any conclusions, and you do not need to take any action. Just hold the openness and be prepared to continue to hold the openness, to hold the question for as long as it takes. But for now, you may drop the question and rest in silence. And come back to your normal awareness slowly. And when you are prepared to move, you may wiggle your fingers, your toes. You may shift a bit in your seat if you're seated. You may stretch your spine, maybe twist. Maybe stretch your arms out overhead. And briefly say a little prayer of gratitude to yourself for being willing to question and being willing to see new opportunities. Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you soon.